also saw the load shedding schedule that was released by ZESA Holding. We cannot say we were surprised to see it, because in the past, ZESA has produced these load shedding schedules, but they have not managed to adhere to the load shedding schedule, which raises concerns about their capacity to plan in advance, given that every year ZESA is talking about rehabilitation of their turbines at Kariba, at Wange, which we had hoped they would have come up with a solution in terms of planning how to distribute electricity equally to all areas.
Tomorrow, the World Cup is kicking off. How are Zimbabweans reacting to this ZESA schedule?
We have started gathering the views of residents. Most residents are very angry. They are bitter. But a lot of them have become hopeless of the situation. They have come to expect nothing better from ZESA. And so the few hours they have electricity, they just accept the situation. They do not think ZESA's management is listening to the concerns of the citizens.
Have you made any efforts to engage ZESA over this new schedule?
So far, the Harare Residents Trust has been convening focus group discussions with communities in small numbers to gather their views before we finally engage with the authorities. But our first port of call would be the Zimbabwe Energy Regulatory Authority to find out what they are doing and to voice the concerns of the citizens.